Yeah, of course, we were all aware of the situation and the importance of the game, so we were just looking for a win. But, yeah, the reality at the end of the game, we cannot get the win, and, yeah, maybe some chances, but the opponent can say the same. We saw during the game that we had some difficulties to put some rhythm in the game, maybe because, yeah, second game in 3 days, also because the importance of the game. We saw a game close, let's say, and each team tried to master what they have to master and to score the only goal or can, of course, be the result that all teams expect. But anyway, yeah, we didn't get what we were looking for different reasons.
There was a distinct lack of urgency in that first half and no chances created. Can you explain why you think your players seemed so off the pace in such an important game?
Oh, you can explain it by the fact that we play a second game in 3 days, which is not easy for some players because they some of them are missing a time game competition. So that's one thing. The second one is maybe the importance of the game also. But it's true that it was not the same Charlton that we saw in Brentford. But we had still the control of the game. I mean, we didn't concede a lot of opportunities. We didn't also create a lot. But you know, in this kind of game, one goal is enough. So keeping a clean sheet is also very important in this situation because not sure that if we concede, we can still win this game. So both sides, I repeat, you see two teams more preoccupied by the result that by the game, which is quite normal in this kind of situation.
When there is such a disappointing performance in a big game, who should take the responsibility for that? Is that something the squad should take or the head coach?
You know, my responsibility is not about the result of today. It's a daily responsibility, of course. What I know that I'm not responsible of the situation before I came. That's another reason. But I want always to share the responsibility because when we get a win, it's not only the manager, it's all the team. And when we don't get what we have to get, it's also the responsibilities of everybody. That's it.
You brought Yaya Sanogo on, but at the same time you took Callum Harriott and off. From where I was sitting, Callum was one of Charlton's more dangerous players and the crowd reacted badly to that. What was your reasoning behind taking Callum off?
Because it's very easy to explain. I think that Yaya and Simon did very well all the time they were associated. And I have also to think about the balance of the team, what people don't necessarily think about. And scoring a goal is nice, conceding a goal in our situation, because I saw the same that you, a team with no enough power, no enough legs. So I have to master all this. I mean, be able to create chances, but also be able to keep a clean sheet.
Adamola Lookman is a fantastic prospect for Charlton. He's got a great goal-scoring record. He's signed a new contract. He's not getting in the team. And again, you hear Charlton fans screaming behind me, asking for him to come on early. He didn't bring him on until about 10 minutes left, and he proved to be a real change. He added a bit of spark to Charlton. Was there any reason for not bringing him on perhaps a bit earlier or not starting him?
No, not starting him, there are many reasons. As the fact that, you know, he has signed a new contract, many attention, some little thing who make that the player maybe were not completely fit at this moment to start this kind of game. But sure, when I saw as he was, when he was coming into the pitch, certainly, I told to everybody maybe I have to do it 10 minutes earlier. That's also my responsibility, but for the team which started, you know, everybody was happy with the team in Bradford and the result we get. So I didn't see many reasons to change, only the one with Yaya, just because Yaya cannot compete 2 games in 3 days. For the rest, sure, maybe I had to bring earlier Adi. But, you know, I'm just looking for the same that the fans, the same that the player, the same that the responsible of the club, the win. And so when I take this kind of decision, I think that it's always the best. And I repeat, responsible for some reason of the fact that we didn't get a win is not a problem for me. I take always the responsibility.